Why do so many dogs die before their time? Actress and dog activist Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. Superfood Complete by Badlands Ranch is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including premium protein-packed beef, nutrient-dense organ meat, heart-healthy salmon, gut-healthy vegetables, and several superfoods vital to your dog's health. And because high-heat cooking can add unhealthy things to your dog's food, Superfood Complete uses air drying, so it gets cooked low and slow. This means it has the convenience of kibble, but the health benefits of whole foods. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible benefits, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 right now to get up to 50% off your order and a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's badlandsranch.com/save50 today. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Should I do a slow fade?
Yeah. Hi. And welcome. That was ABBA, huh?
Yeah.
Who knew? That song rips, dude.
That song fucks, yeah.
I'm out of breath because I was dancing so hard to ABBA.
I'm out of breath, too. I was peeing really hard.
Yeah. Peeing really hard out of your penis.
Mm-hmm.
Right, welcome.
Out of the pee hole. Oops.
What?
Right out of the pee hole. Yeah.
Right out of the pee hole. Welcome to Jesse Wiseman's Crime Corner.
Authorities are desperately searching for a killer accused of going on a rampage.
The search for a possible serial killer.
An urgent manhunt for a man authorities believe is behind a triple killing spree.
Police here speculating that a possible serial killer may have struck again.
I told her to get out of the car, and that's when she became afraid, and then I shot her.
Just you and me, Joel.
Yep.
You and me, boy.
I'm okay with that.
You're okay with that?
Yeah,
well,
yeah.
Listen, today, this case has everything we like. Fun and flirty,
good,
right?
Good.
A mysterious disappearance, or a couple trying to escape from their family and fuck off down to Mexico. We don't know, right?
One of these.
One of those. A 50-foot yacht, you know, you love a yacht.
Love a yacht.
You get seasick?
Yes.
Me too.
I hate boats.
Hate boats. And stolen Marine Valor, as well as stolen Power Ranger Valor.
Oh, shit. There's a Power Ranger in this?
Ooh. Well, so he says. So he says. Oh, and also a prison sex change. So anyways, this is the story of Thomas and Jackie Hawks.
Do they die?
Coop.
I'm Joel.
Joel. Coop's not here.
Coop can't say
it,
you know.
Sorry, it said his name because he was supposed to be reading this part.
Yeah, Coop.
Where are you, dude? Merry Christmas, right? We're here working. You know what I'm saying? Oh, whoa, my niece. Again, my niece, my nephew. Oh, it's Christmas. Oh, yeah? Cool. You can tell them they're not going to get any freaking presents.
Not from Auntie Jessie.
Yeah, because Uncle Coop ain't getting paid. Okay? Uncle Coop don't got the money. Just kidding. Coop, it is a niece and nephew thing.
Yeah.
But hey, he is He's very close to them. Anyways, we talked about this last time. It's weird.
Yeah.
Is he
an adopted family man?
Yeah. Like, does he have joint custody? We're not really sure. But anyways, when it comes to kids, that's just what it is.
The kids come first, Jesse.
The kids come first and they ruin everything. So he wants to have joint custody or whatever. He's going to get a lot of things ruined in his life. Mm-hmm. And he's got to be ready for that. But anyways, this case is a fun one. It's a complicated one. It's a long one.
All right.
So, Joel, I need you to stay with me, bud. Ask some questions, right?
Yeah.
Just maybe not.
I'll do the best.
Yeah, maybe not every question that pops into the brain, okay? Maybe kind of go, oh, let me wait and see if this question might be answered. Do you know what I mean?
Okay. How long do I have to wait if I get a question?
I say maybe two paragraphs. Two or three paragraphs. If it's not answered, go ahead and ask.
Okay.
Right? That means I'm not doing my job explaining to the audience, who are probably right at the same level of dumbness as you, except for Ruben and everyone else.
How dare you?
I know. Rude. I think we need to get into it because, again, it's very complicated. Lots of different players in this story. Lots of little twists and turns.
My favorite.
Your favorite. We're going to confuse the shit out of Joel. Here we go. Our story today takes us to a place near and dear to both of us and all of us, Coop. Sunny Southern California.
Oh, shit.
Ooh. Newport Beach area.
Okay.
Nice. Often considered one of the most beautiful places in the world, California also holds the distinction of being the only post-Soviet state located outside of the Eastern Bloc. What the fuck does that mean?
I was about to say that. Some Coop shit.
He knew he wasn't going to be on here.
So he's fucking with you.
He's fucking with me. He's making me go like, oh, I know what it means, and not know.
And then there's a paragraph about, like, the 1700 Soviet Union coming.
Probably. Known for its miles and miles of gorgeous beaches, California is an ideal location for a retired couple looking to settle down and enjoy the fruits of their labor. This was exactly what Thomas and Jackie Hawks had in mind when they took up residence in Newport Beach. Sadly, Tom and Jackie learned the hard way that not all that glitters is gold. It's gold.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's them, right?
Yeah, what'd you put up there?
The right
we
people?
Got a Thomas and Jackie Hawks. He's ripped.
Yeah, he's jacked.
They're not old. I think they like retired. He was able to retire early. So like fun and flirty, salt and pepper, but still ripped, tan. They live in Newport Beach, keeping it high and tight still. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. They look good.
They look good.
They're like one stick to the face away from being super hot, both of them.
Right.
Like they're almost both hot.
Exactly. Thomas Hawks was a California boy, and he had the body to prove it, as we said. Born on Christmas Eve in 1946, Tom was an accomplished athlete, a military veteran, and a certified lady killer.
Nice.
Although not a combat veteran, Tom still had a body count that rivaled Mao Zedong.
It's a sex joke, right?
Yeah, I would have put like a sex person there. Listen, I'm not going to critique Coop's writing right now. It's not what it's about.
Dong's in the name, you know? Like a ding dong.
Did Mao Zedong fuck?
He murdered a lot of people.
So it's like...
Is this a hint at who the murderer could be?
Don't start.
I should have waited a couple paragraphs.
Too-ee. If Ernest Hemingway had the body of a professional wrestler and the mustache of Tom Selleck, he would almost be as cool as Tom Hawks. He was kind of fucking badass. After leaving the military, Tom pursued a career as a probation officer in... This is where I need Coop. Yavapai County, Arizona. Doesn't matter. It's Arizona. They have a bunch of Indian names and shit out there. When he wasn't smashing criminals' heads, his hobbies included making babies and looking like Don Fry. He does a little bit.
He does.
And he was very good at both. He and his first wife had two baby boys in rapid succession named Matt and Ryan. Unfortunately, their relationship wasn't meant to last. The marriage failed, and Tom found himself raising his two boys on his own, which nothing I've looked up and researched, like, nothing really says why. Very rare for the man to get full custody and raise the kids. So not really sure what happened there. But after the end of his marriage, Tom wasn't really looking to find another wife. But fate had other plans for him. Love found Tom once again at an Arizona chili cook-off.
Nice.
Which I love to do. And by the way, I was never doing chili cook-offs thinking I was going to meet somebody, right?
Oh, like you're like a champion, aren't you?
Yeah. Thrice.
Fuck yeah.
Thrice championed. Yeah. But it was never really like a...
Is that the trophy you have on your other desk?
I think I might. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The one that's got a chef hat on it?
Yeah, I think that's it.
That's sick.
I think that's it. So they met at a chili cook-off. They were full of chili. They were ready to go to the bathroom, and they thought, I like you. Like the cut of your jib.
Dude, he is jacked. Look at this one.
Let's see. Bro, that was him.
That's a little younger, huh?
Little younger. Whew.
I see the
He's
Don
looking
Fry
good.
Thing.
Surfboard, guys. Tan, ripped.
That looks, is that like one of his sons, probably?
Mustache, that's one of his sons.
Badass dude. I like him.
Yeah.
I'm in.
Yeah. He's a good dude.
He's a good man.
Good man. So we met, at a chili cook-off.
And they got married?
Love found Tom once again at an Arizona chili cook-off in the form of a fellow divorcee, she wasn't divorced, but she was widowed.
Oh.
Jackie O'Neill. She was everything Tom was looking for, athletic, energetic, and she had a sturdy enough frame to handle Tom's lovemaking. They were perfect for each other. Jackie was not only perfect for Tom, she was perfect for his sons as well. Matt and Ryan absolutely adored Jackie, and she adored them in return. Tom and Jackie became a power couple, focusing on raising the boys, working hard, and saving for their dream of a life at sea.
Aw.
They weren't real rich, but they were smart about their money. And saved and worked really hard. In the early 2000s, after 15 years of keeping their noses to the grindstone, they were finally able to achieve their dream. Like I said, Tom was able to retire early. And Jackie was all for it. She's like, let's go. We have this money. Let's try and fulfill this dream that people talk about, right? Like, what if we, when we're retired, I want to get a boat and live on the water.
Oh, so they actually want to live.
They want to live in a boat on the water.
Fuck that.
100% sounds like a nightmare. But yeah. To them, it was their dream. In November of 2001, Tom and Jackie used their savings to buy a 55-foot yacht, which was appropriately named the Well-Deserved. The $300,000 yacht was to be their home for the foreseeable future as they traveled the world, listening to Toto, Steely Dan, and of course, the Doobie Brothers.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what they did. Yacht rock, baby. For around 2 years, Tom and Jackie sailed the Pacific Ocean and Sea of Cortez, doing whatever the hell they wanted. Fishing, swimming, kayaking. Here we go. We've got a picture of them on the Well-Deserved. How sweet.
That's a big boat.
How sweet, and like worked your whole life. Good people. Again, like you don't have a shit ton of money, but you've figured it out to where you have enough to live on this awesome yacht. And they got the boat for $300,000. It was definitely a fixer-upper. They were fishing, swimming, kayaking, and surfing. That was just a few of the daily activities Tom and Jackie enjoyed during their retirement, which, as the yacht name implied, was well-deserved. It wasn't all fun and games, though. $300,000 may seem like a lot of money to us poors and losers, but, well, it is. But when it...
$300K for a boat? No. For this?
for this. Here's another picture. Now, listen, it's more of a 55-foot troller. Not.
It kind of looks like a fishing boat.
Yes. So it's like, it's actually like a 55-foot fishing boat, but, you know.
Painted white.
They called it a yacht. Yeah, called it a yacht, and they kind of outfitted the inside. So, like I said, it was a lot of hard work to fix this thing up. Tom and Jackie were no strangers to hard work, so to them, their new daily routine was pure bliss. They like redid everything, put in like high-tech equipment, like new teak wood, like everywhere, and made like a place for them to sleep and like really decked it out. So I think that's why they called it a yacht, is that they made it fucking badass inside.
Yeah.
When they bought it, it was a fishing boat. That's just sweet. When they thought things couldn't get any better, they got news that proved them wrong. Their son, Matt, and his wife were expecting their first child. Tom and Jackie were going to be parents. If their performance as parents was any indication of their future as grandparents, they were going to be amazing at it. The news about the baby completely changed Tom and Jackie's focus. They were no longer a couple of parrot heads floating from one Margaritaville to the next, insisting that it was 5 o'clock somewhere. Now they were going to be grandparents. It was time for them to grow up, settle down, and start stockpiling Werther's Originals. It was amazing for Tom, but particularly for Jackie, who got into an accident when she was younger. Like a motorcycle accident, actually, and had damage to her insides and wasn't able to have kids. So to have like this baby in the family was a huge deal to her, huge to Tom as well, but really big deal to her.
So is that baby in that photo baby?
That's the baby.
Oh,
I know. In 2004, Tom and Jackie made the decision to sell their yacht, which is crazy. This is like how awesome they are as, you know, grandparents, parents. They like finally got this like dream that they worked so hard for. Yeah. And then their kid has, they have a grandkid and they're like,
fuck the dream.
Yeah, we've got to sell this. They wanted to sell the boat and then move closer to their son. Not right next door. I mean, they're not idiots, right? But close enough to visit more than they were. So they made the decision to sell their yacht and move back to Arizona to be closer to their family. In November of that year, the couple placed an ad announcing the sale of the well-deserved and then waited for a buyer to come along. They didn't have to wait long before getting a call from a potential buyer. The new grandparents excitedly called their sons to inform them of the sale of the yacht. They promised to call as soon as the transaction was complete so they could finalize their plans for the move to Arizona. It was the last time anyone heard from Tom and Jackie Hawks.
Oh, no.
After the phone call, the couple vanished into thin air. Tom and Jackie never called their sons back for 2 days. Matt and Ryan attempted to get in contact with their parents but received no answer. To Tom and Jackie, their sons were the single most important things in the world. If they weren't returning their calls, there was something wrong. So Matt and Ryan began calling other family members, hoping that they had some information on their parents.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. What do they
die? Do they die?
I don't know. I don't know. Like I said in the beginning, did they want to disappear, actually? Were they tired of the boat, but they wanted to just, like, leave it all behind? I don't know.
They seem too sweet for that.
But no one would know that. Except for their kids. And then I'm sure people say that all the time about people that run away, go missing, vanish. They're like, they would never. And it's like, well, they hate you. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. You think that, but. So one of the first people contacted was Tom's brother, Jim Hawks. Jim had just recently retired from his 30-year career as a police chief in Carlsbad, New Mexico. Upon hearing that his brother and sister-in-law were possibly missing, Jim dropped everything and drove straight to Newport Beach to check on them. So, thankfully, luckily, he had a retired police chief as a brother that was like, I know we have we feel a certain way, but now we need to go and get some evidence.
It's a good stock in that family.
Yeah, dude.
Veteran and a cop.
Classic, like, you know, hardworking military cops, probation officers.
Real men before the internet.
Yeah, exactly, dude. Real men were men were men. And women fucking clean the yacht, dude. Once in California, Jim went straight to the harbor where Tom and Jackie kept their yacht. As expected, the well-deserved was docked in its usual spot. So I don't think that's as expected, though. Like, I think they didn't think the boat would be parked there. They thought it'd be not there.
Right.
So they're like, oh, wait. So
this is where they live.
Yeah, but they sold it, I guess. And then it's right there in the spot that they've always had, just sitting right there.
Oh, no.
Tom and Jackie were nowhere to be seen, but from the looks of the yacht, the sail had gone through. The protective covers hadn't been put back over the controls. Lines were left dangling unsecured, and used towels lay strewn about the deck. Tom and Jackie always kept their ship in ship shape. This definitely wasn't ship shape. With nobody around to talk to, Jim left a business card on the yacht with a note asking the new owner to contact him. Mere minutes after leaving the harbor, Jim received a call from a woman named Jennifer DeLeon.
Okay.
She and her husband were the new owners of the well-deserved, and it turned out they were actually looking for Tom and Jackie as well. So can we get a picture up of these two? They have a one-year-old, and at this point, she's 8 months pregnant with another child. You guys can't see it on audio, but they look, you know, like a pretty normal, young,
healthy
couple.
Nice.
You know, just trying to get through life. Now, do they look like they can afford a yacht? No, but like, they don't look like, they just look like a young couple.
Yeah,
right?
Normal. Middle class.
Yes.
That baby's fucking ugly, though.
I know. It's like face is all like blurry and shit. So they were actually looking. She says they were actually looking for Tom and Jackie as well because they had some questions about stuff on the boat and they like controls and stuff. They needed to talk to them. Jennifer DeLeon and her husband, John, had been the ones to purchase the well-deserved from Tom and Jackie. During her call with Tom's brother, Jim, she informed him that she had also been trying to get in touch with Hawks. Tom and Jackie had apparently failed to explain all of the yacht's controls to the new owners, and they needed to know where to find the operation manuals. They had also strangely left some of their personal belongings on board, and Jennifer wanted to return them. So when Jim first went to the boat, something that he noticed, as well as like the covers and everything being off, is that like an expensive surfboard and like some of their things, like Tom and Jackie's things, were still on the boat that they would definitely not leave there.
Right.
So that was kind of strange. But then Jennifer is saying, like, there's stuff on board. We need to return it to them. Like, we cannot get a hold of them. Jim informed Jennifer that he was also trying to get in touch with Tom and Jackie and asked, when was the last time Jennifer had seen the couple? She claimed that right after completing the sale, Tom and Jackie had gotten in their car and sped away in a hurry. Jennifer hadn't seen or heard from them since.
Hmm.
Huh. How are you feeling right now, Joel?
I don't know. It's a little... Well, right now I'm...
Right now you don't know, right?
Don't. No idea.
Jennifer, normal-looking girl,
yeah,
is saying, like, you know... We gave them the money, they went into the car and left. I haven't seen them since. Tom and Jackie weren't the type to pack up and disappear on short notice, especially with a grandchild on the way. After learning that his brother and his wife had left the harbor in a hurry, Jim was even more convinced that something was wrong.
Yeah, why in a hurry?
Yeah, like why not? Oh, I gave them money and they left.
Yeah.
But we don't know. Thankfully, as a retired police chief, he had years of law enforcement experience to fall back on. Jim's first move after speaking with Jennifer DeLeon was to contact Tom and Jackie's accountant. Not long after retiring, they had hired a woman named Patricia to help keep their finances in order. If anyone had information on where Tom and Jackie were going, it would be her. So if they were thinking of fucking off to Mexico.
Yeah, which is their right.
It is their right, but she would know what's going in and out of the account and why. And if she's an accountant, they would kind of have to tell her why. What's this for? You're not getting just a bunch of cash for no reason.
Right.
The IRS isn't going to like that, and I'm going to get fired.
Well, and
right?
Also prove that they sold the yacht. Where's the proof of that, you know?
Right.
Mm. They're acting like they bought it. Let's see some proof that they actually bought it, you know?
Jim contacted Patricia, who informed him that she had also not heard from Tom or Jackie for a few days. Jim told Patricia about the sale of the yacht and asked her to check if they had withdrawn any of the money. After checking the accounts, Patricia discovered that not only had the Hawks not withdrawn any money from their account, there also had been no money deposited in the account from the sale. At that point, Jim knew there was something wrong and contacted the local police. So Jim Hawks walks in. Hey, guys, I know it's not my case. It's not my case. It's not my jurisdiction, right? It's not, it's not my town, right? But it is my problem, and now it's yours.
But they're Cali. They're Cali bros.
Cali bros, so like, but he's New Mexico, bro.
Oh, okay. I don't know that accent.
So he kind of, I think it's sort of like a Santa Fe cowboy type.
Yeah, okay.
Right? So he walks in, they're like, what's up, bro? Right? And he's like, listen up.
Listen up.
You got a problem. They're like, all right, what? police arrived at the harbor. So he took it to the police. They had said he did a lot of the things for them, like that would take them a long time to do.
Right.
So they're like, okay, we already kind of had a roadmap of stuff to look at, but they still had to go back and do stuff
themselves
because he's the brother. We can't be like taking what he's saying as he could be a suspect, right?
Right.
So police arrived at the harbor later that afternoon and began searching for any clues that may lead them to Tom and Jackie Hawks. The first thing on their to-do list was to have a chat with the new owners of the boat, I would think. That would be it, huh?
I think they're the, you know,
I think they're
number
the,
one, what do they call it? Suspect.
Yeah, I would think number one. I mean, you're the number one suspect that you're going to rule out, right? First, you rule out family.
Yeah, let's go figure, make sure that's not them. Or,
close, and then you work out from there. So, like, family's pretty, I'm sure all of their alibis and everything check out. So then they go the next tier. That's literally the last people to see them. So the first thing on their to-do list was to chat with the new owners. Little did they know that they were about to meet a real life celebrity.
Oh,
remember
shit.
What I said in the beginning?
Power Rangers.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Cute theme song.
Ah! After 10,000 years, I'm free! It's time to conquer Earth!
Alpha, we just escaped. Recruit a team of teenagers with attitudes.
Make sure you remember to play it,
because
I can't be talking over silence right now. Just kidding. The well-deserved had been purchased by a woman named Jennifer and her husband, the one and only Skylar DeLeon. If that name doesn't ring a bell, you may know him as John Julius Jacobson Jr. He is known for playing the uncredited role of Kid in Season 1, Episode 55 of Mighty Morphin Power Rangers. You don't remember him?
There's 55 episodes of the first season?
Oh, dude, there's...
Damn.
You have to look up John Julius Jacobson Jr., Power Ranger. There is a clip somewhere. He's a little kid.
Oh, shit. Like, a ton of people play all the Rangers when they're in the helmet.
He's not yeah, a Power Ranger. He's literally a kid.
Oh, he's a kid.
Yeah. I'll give you some time. It's going to be real hard, if not impossible, to find. Apparently, he crushed the part because that single episode paid him enough money to buy a $500,000 yacht. They had it listed for like $450,000 for their yacht. After recovering from being starstruck, the police composed themselves and began to ask some questions. Specifically, they wanted to know when Skylar and Jennifer had last seen Tom and Jackie Hawks. At this point, I'm going to stop, take a drink, and I need you to find...
I'm looking.
Why don't you look up Skylar De Leon Power Rangers? So that's Skylar De Leon on... He was like a child actor.
Okay.
That... And by actor, we mean background, extra.
So he wasn't actually a Power Ranger?
No. He was on Power Rangers.
But he was on.
But he played a kid that was like talking to one of them. But anyways, so they're talking to Skylar now. The one and only Skylar De Leon, like we said, Power Rangers, famous child actor. And they like, again, calm themselves down. They're not going to treat him any different, right? He's a suspect. They're not going to give him special treatment just because he's Skylar De Leon. Skylar informed the police that on the day of the sale, he and his wife, Jennifer, had arrived at the harbor with their newborn child, along with a notary named Kathleen Harris, as well as their good friend, Alonzo Machain.
Machain?
It's a Machain. Tom and Jackie took the group for what is known as a sea trial, which was essentially a test drive of the yacht. So normally when you're buying a yacht, if you're buying it in this way, people usually go through brokers for this reason. But if you're doing a private sale, you still have to do the trial voyage. So you have to take the owners out. You kind of have the owners, potential buyers, out on the yacht, show them the stuff, make sure it works under all the circumstances. So that's what Skylar is telling the police happened. That's all very normal. After the conclusion of the trial voyage, Skylar decided that the yacht would be a perfect addition to their collection of other vehicles, which included a used car and nothing else.
Okay. Wait. I found him. In the show. He's actually in the intro for one clip, I think, too.
Okay, let's see.
But I found...
Yes.
Junior soccer team tryout results.
That was him, right?
The striped shirt.
Nah, we're okay.
He's gonna walk by in the back.
Is that him?
He looks kind of bummed out.
Yeah, I think so.
This is his scene?
Yep.
That's Roger. And I know just how he feels. I hate choosing teams.
You guys.
Soccer, but I guess I'm not any good at it.
Brilliant.
That's Roger, a get you a yacht?
I'm really sorry about all this. I mean, everybody tried so hard.
I mean, why don't you just give the kids a second chance?
If the Rangers want to help that
I don't think that was him.
Is that not him?
I think maybe that was him. Listen,
I'll look
but
into
that's
it more.
The extent that's literally the extent of his entire career.
What the heck? And it was enough money so he could buy a yacht.
Kind of hard to believe a little bit, right?
Yeah.
Are you a little skeptical, Joel? I feel like you are.
I am.
So Skylar's saying after the conclusion of the trial, Skylar decided that it would be a perfect addition to their collection of a pile of shit and nothing else. Back in the harbor, Skylar handed over the close to $500,000 for the yacht, signed the paperwork, and watched as Tom and Jackie hopped in their car and sped away. Wherever they were going, they were in such a hurry that they didn't even stick around to show the De Leons how to operate the boat. So this is what Skylar is telling them. And the cops are kind of like, okay. And it's the same exact story as his wife. So they're like, all right, these aren't different stories. It sounds like they bought the boat. Tom and Jackie took the money and sped away.
And split.
Where? Why? The Newport police were not convinced that Skylar and Jennifer were telling the truth. When they looked into this alleged acting, when they looked into his alleged acting roles, they were unable to find anything attributed to him under either John Julius Jacob Jr. or Skylar De Leon, kind of like us. So we basically did exactly what the cops did. We're like, let's see how fucking famous this kid is. And you can't find shit under either one of his names. That's crazy. Surprisingly, he was actually telling the truth about his roles on Power Rangers. And that was pretty much the only thing he wasn't lying about.
This podcast is sponsored by IQBar.
What if I told you this holiday season you can stuff your face with tasty, craveable snacks and wait for it, feel great? Hi, I'm Will, founder of IQBar, the only plant protein bar formulated for your body and your brain. IQBar's brain-boosting nutrients are designed to refuel, nourish, and satisfy hunger with zero sugar crash. Featuring delicious holiday flavors like gingerbread, IQ bars are the less than 200 calorie snack that satisfies your sweet tooth and your protein goals. Right now, take 25% off all IQ bar products and get free shipping. Also, check out our other limited edition holiday flavors like peppermint mocha jitter-free IQ Joe coffee. Clean ingredients, fantastic taste, and zero regrets. Tis the season to refuel smarter, hydrate harder, and caffeinate larger with IQ bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code AUDIO to get 25% off all IQ Bar products plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code AUDIO.
Save big this holiday season. All in the Kroger app.
Buy two, get three free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up. Then get a flavorful Kroger spiral sliced ham for 89 cents a pound with an additional $25 purchase. Limit two, all with your card.
Shop these deals at your local Kroger today. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Oh, shit.
Skylar and Jennifer weren't living the high life off the residuals from his acting career. In truth, they had just had their first child and were currently living in the garage of Skylar's parents' house. At the time they purchased the yacht, the only income they had was from Jennifer's job as a hairstylist. With that income, it would be hard to purchase a new Acura, let alone a 55-foot yacht. So,
what the fuck?
Yeah.
They live with their parents?
Her parents.
Her parents.
Her parents. Yeah. So, weirdly, when they're questioning, this is the first questioning of both Jennifer and Skylar. They find them at a church cleaning the church. And the cops are like, okay, these are people that like volunteer to clean churches. They don't look like criminals as we saw, right? So the cops already are like, what is going on? One of the detectives is questioning Jennifer. They get that story. The other detective is questioning Skylar and asking, where did you get this money? Skylar offers up that he actually laundered the money from a deal, a drug deal through Mexico.
What the?
And they were like, what the? Like, dude, you're admitting this, but as I'm going to contend for this entire story, Skylar is one of the best to ever do it. So he offers this up. The cops are like, what? These guys are cleaning churches. Their stories are the same. And this guy is willingly telling us he's like committing huge crimes.
I got it.
But you go, okay, well, that explains the big question, which was, how do these people that literally have nothing afford a yacht? So now they have the answer. And it's that he just offered up a crime that he did, which makes him seem very truthful and forthcoming. She is, by the way, very truthful, very believable, very forthcoming. So the cops at this point are like, okay, like, they don't know Jackie and Tom, right?
Right.
So they're also like, we don't know what this couple's into. Do you know what I mean? We don't know what they were trying to get away from. Okay. So this is where they're at. What was your question?
No, I was saying it, but also admitting that is admitting that you're willing to do a crime.
Yes.
You know, just for money or something. You're willing to do
crazy
shit.
Yes and no. I'm admitting to a huge crime. Why wouldn't I admit to this? You could look at it, right?
True.
Both ways. I'm not going to lie to you about anything, including how I got the money. And like, I know that's shady, but like, that's all I did, right? It's a classic move. It's really good. I would have done the same thing. Skylar De Leon. Back at the station, the police began to increase the pressure on Skylar. So they had looked up into his history, and although he didn't have any credits on IMDb, he did have a healthy criminal record. But he had already said that, right? He wasn't lying about that.
Okay.
When investigators presented him with this information, Skylar began to crack and his story began to change. So he's come in. They've questioned him once. He willingly came in again. Second time. And he said he was going to be honest with police. He hadn't really made a fortune off a single uncredited role. So this is where he tells them that it had come from a drug deal, and he laundered the money for the drug dealer. So he's not even like admitting to the drug crime. He's just admitting to like cleaning the money, right? Laundering it for them and getting paid for it. So the purchase of the yacht had been his attempt to launder the remaining money so he and his wife could flee the country. So the police believed Skylar's money laundering story. And since they weren't investigating money laundering at the time, right? Like, if they're not investigating that, they go, all right, man, let's come back to that. We've got to finish this. And then we can come back to your crazy, like, high crimes, right?
Yeah.
So
they're still going to bust him even if he's not involved in the disappearance or
right,
or
but for now,
murder.
Right. But for now, that's like kingpin shit where they're just like, you know.
We're going to let that go for now.
Yeah.
That kid, I think it's him. The articles I'm reading, they're showing that same kid. So he did have it, but he's only in the one episode and that's it, if it's him.
Skylar was also, so we said he was a Power Ranger, and then he was also a really high-level Special Forces Marine. So, like, had 65 fucking kills under his belt. Like, these are the things that, like, are in his story.
He's full of shit.
But he was in Power Rangers.
It seems like it, yeah. He was in a bunch of commercials, too, apparently, as a child.
So the police believe Skylar's money laundering story, and since they weren't investigating money laundering, they let Skylar go. Having just told the police that he was actively involved in a money laundering scheme, Skylar was going to stick around, and wait to be arrested. They think they've told the lies.
They've told
the stories. The police at this point are believing them. They're like, hey, man. Thanks for coming in. Great. You know what I mean?
Well, I mean, if they murdered them, wouldn't they split?
Wouldn't they split? Or wouldn't they? Yeah.
You're not going to buy a yacht from people you're planning on killing. You'll get caught.
Yes. So as the investigation continued, so now they're kind of at a standstill, right? Because they're like, these people seem believable. We don't know what happened to the couple. There's no evidence that this sale didn't go on. But a few weeks after questioning Skylar, the police were surprised to learn that he and Jennifer had attempted to access the Hawks bank account.
Ooh.
They were even more surprised to find that Tom and Jackie had given Skylar power of attorney and gave him full control of their assets. That seems like a lot, right?
Oh,
so what's this? But Skylar, how do you explain this? So they bring him back. So this would normally be an immediate indicator that Skylar and Jennifer had something to do with the disappearance of Tom and Jackie. The problem was all the paperwork had been properly signed. They had been filed. They got fingerprints, notary. As far as they could tell, Tom and Jackie had willingly signed over power of attorney.
What the fuck? For what? Like, why would you do that?
So, when Skylar and Jennifer were asked about the power of attorney, they said Skylar is, like, again, he's the best to ever do it. So he has an explanation for this.
Oh, shit.
He said that Tom wanted to buy a place in Mexico, like a little cottage, which this actually checked out with his friends and family that he had always kind of talked about that. He wanted to buy property, just wanted to live. That's another dream that we always kind of talk about. Like, when we retire, we'll be on a boat, not us. But if I were to retire and be somewhere, it would be, right? Like, this cottage in Mexico, this small thing, whatever. So he had also talked about that. So that checked out. And Skylar could actually help him with the paperwork to transfer ownership. Although, so he said that he had ties, had connections to people in Mexico. He also had dual citizenship. So he was actually, and this is true, that it would actually make it easier for him to buy property if you are a citizen there. So he goes, give me power of attorney. I'll go down there. I'll get it. Right?
Okay.
So anyways, he's explaining this whole thing where, like, I would actually be able to help him do it without having to tell people or no trail or the IRS or whatever. Like, I could have done it a lot easier.
This was a way to, like,
get this was a way to, like, you sell it.
And
yes.
Oh, shit.
And you go, and even the cops are like, fucking makes sense, though.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
It's shady as fuck. But
if these people really wanted to do this in Mexico, if that really was their dream, this would actually make sense, right?
Yeah.
So the cops are like, all right, this is round three at this point of bringing them in and Skylar fucking dunking on their ass. So although the paperwork seemed legit, the story just still seemed crazy because of the family.
Definitely.
That was saying, like, they would not do this. Like, yeah, he wanted to get some land, but this is not how he would do it, I don't think. So although still suspicious of Skylar, they didn't have enough evidence to secure any warrants. In a last-ditch effort to push the case forward, police turned to the media, releasing press briefings, asking the general public for information on the whereabouts of Tom and Jackie Hawks. The plan worked, giving them their first break in weeks. So police put up, were missing. They put up the car. This is the car that they were driving. This is also missing. So after the news report, police received word that Tom and Jackie's car had been discovered sitting in front of a house just across the border in Mexico.
Oh, shit.
So they go, okay. So then they're telling the family. The family's like, okay, maybe they really did, like,
maybe they bounced.
Go out to Mexico. They hate us. They've loved us their entire lives, but now they, for some reason, don't want anything to do with us. Possible? They're thinking. I don't know. So authorities rushed to the scene, hoping to find the missing couple, but upon knocking on the door of the home, they were greeted by a confused Mexican man, wondering why some American cops were at his front door. When asked where the car had come from, the man told them that his friends had dropped it off. The police then asked if it was Tom and Jackie that dropped it off. The man said no. It was actually his good friend, Skylar De Leon, that had left it there. Police now had a direct connection between the disappearance of the Hawks and Skylar De Leon. Okay. That's all they needed. Without that, without going to the media, without finding that, they would still have no real connection.
No proof. Yeah.
This person's story against this person's story, paperwork's checking out, what the fuck? Okay. Having already confessed to money laundering, the police were able to quickly get a warrant for Skylar's arrest. So here's when they go,
busted him for that.
Thanks for telling us about the laundering, because that really helped us out with arresting you. Police raided the De Leon home, where they found a treasure trove of evidence. Strewn about the house were multiple items belonging to Tom and Jackie, many of which were personal effects they wouldn't have left behind in the yacht. After his arrest, Skyler maintained his innocence and refused to cooperate with police. With nowhere else to turn, investigators brought in the three other people present at the sale. So, yes, they have him on laundering. He's going to jail for it. And they found things of Tom and Jackie's. But not enough. Not enough to totally tie him to this as far as evidence, as far as, right?
Yeah.
They could have left it on the boat. You know, if you think about what a lawyer would say, like, they didn't steal it. Like, they bought the boat. They left a bunch of shit and they left for some reason, right? So, so they bring in the other people. So it was Jennifer De Leon, his wife, okay. Alonzo McChain, and the notary, Kathleen Harris. Jennifer and Alonzo's stories matched with Skylar's, but Kathleen was a different story. So the notary, that if anyone knows about notary, you have to be pretty, like, you have to be pretty, on the nose, pretty honest, pretty, you can get in a shit ton of trouble for notarizing something illegal like this.
Yeah.
Right? Like, it's a federal crime. So if you are a notary, you have to make sure that everything, you're checking IDs, you have fingerprints, you have things signed. Like, if any of those things don't happen, or if any of those people are fake and you just kind of let them get away with it, huge, huge crime.
The notary person the is notary, the one that gets yeah. busted. Yeah. I've had to do a lot of that.
What? Notary?
Notary stuff for yeah. for all the wedding stuff.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And you just think, like, man, if I just had a friend with a stamp, right? It doesn't really work like that, right? So with a little bit of pressure and the threat of prison time, Kathleen finally cracked. She confessed that she had never met Tom or Jackie before, and she had not actually been present when the documents were signed. This is important because the only thing a notary does, literally, is witness stuff getting signed. She had severely violated her oath of office. Oh, so they said they paid her $2,000 to just stamp, notarize this paperwork that they did have with the signatures and the thumbprints, but she was supposed to see them sign it and she stamped it without actually seeing them.
Oh, they paid her off.
So they, Skylar and them, she's saying Skylar paid her $2,000 to do that.
Okay. But she didn't know that they were
I don't know if she knew the extent. We don't know what people know, though. So Kathleen backdated the documents and signed off on them, allowing Skylar and Jennifer to get power of attorney. Aside from that, Kathleen had no involvement in the disappearance. Okay. Kathleen's confession was enough to push Alonzo over the edge, which is the other person in this that was present at all things. He agreed to confess in return for a reduced sentence. So Alonzo told the police about how he and Skylar had met while Skylar was serving his sentence for the armed burglary that was on his rap sheet. At the time, Alonzo was working as a guard at the prison. This is how good Skylar is, okay? He's a prisoner.
He's a master manipulator.
Yeah,
man.
He's a prisoner. This guy's a fucking guard at the jail. They become friends close enough to, like, hang out after.
Holy shit.
Yeah. So the two men hit it off, and their mutual love of being pieces of shit and video games and pizza. They liked all those things. So I know for you guys, it's yeah. not hard to find
all my
friends.
Favorite things,
yeah,
too.
I know. You guys are pretty simple. Like, hey, you want to be friends? You like fucking being pieces of shit? Sweet.
Like guns and pizza?
Yeah. You like video games and pizza? Oh, sweet. So that's kind of what happened. They remained in contact after Skylar was released. And in 2004, Skylar contacted Alonzo with a plan to make a buttload of money. Pun intended.
Buttload.
Mm-hmm.
I get it, Coop, because there's a yacht.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, good job, dude.
Good job, dude. You really did it. Skylar told Alonzo that he was actually an international assassin, so.
Oh, God.
I'm telling you, though.
And people believe
it. People believe it. The police did. I'm telling you. He is one of the best to ever do it. His dad was career criminal, dead at this time, but like his dad was a smooth talking criminal, and he is too.
This guy,
dude. Who knew? Who knew? So he told Alonzo that he was actually an international assassin who had been hired to kill some really evil people. To do this, he needed Alonzo's help. Alonzo was what most people would call a gullible fucking idiot. So he readily agreed to help murder two people he had never met before on behalf of a guy he had met while he was the guard in the prison they were being held in. So everyone in the story that we're talking about right now, pretty fucking cool. Pretty fucking smart.
A Power Ranger, a prison guard.
Right?
Yacht
owner. Hairdresser.
Hairdresser.
Skylar
sounds
had...
Sounds like a bad joke.
Yeah. Skylar had had Alonzo to back him up on the hit, but he knew he was dealing with a hulking slab of muscle and a beard... Okay. It's a lot of reading.
Yeah, you're doing great, though.
Gosh, breaking it up back and forth helps. Yeah. I can take a drink. I can fucking take a smoke. This way, it's like I am on the clock the whole time. I don't like being on the clock the whole time. I like to take a break every once in a while, you know? Fucking slave driver, Joel.
Sorry.
All right, boss, I'm almost done.
Look, I've been deep diving trying to make sure he was...
No, look
what
for
his
other
role was.
Look for other pictures. Look for the Alonzo McChain.
All right, I'll look him up. Right
Alonzo
now.
McChain in the Skylar De Leon. put the names together. Get the right pictures. Okay, so Skylar had Alonzo to back him up on the hit. Skylar is actually like kind of like a dainty, like a smaller dude, short, dainty. He needs someone in case. Things go wrong. So he had Alonzo, but he knew he was dealing with a hulking slab of muscle and beard hair named, you guessed it, Thomas Hawks.
Hawks.
Our man, our boy, the hero of the story. Two men weren't going to be enough to overpower him. As we showed you in the beginning, he's fucking ripped, bodybuilder, parole officer, actually military, Skylar.
Yeah.
Not fucking Stoller Power Ranger Valor.
Here he is. Jacked.
Yes, jacked. Find me Alonzo.
I'm
so luckily, they knew a guy that was not only willing to help, he was also familiar with assassinations himself. This guy that they got to help him, Joel. I just need you to focus for 1 second. You don't need to find him at this point.
Okay.
The guy's name is John Fitzgerald Kennedy.
What?
John F. Kennedy. Okay? Career criminal.
Dude, every character in this is insane.
Yeah, he's a huge dude. I think he was like 6'4".
Like a fat dude?
No, he was like 6'4", pretty jacked, right?
Okay.
John F. Kennedy, dude. John F. Kennedy, Alonzo, the fucking prison guard, Skylar, the little criminal twink, the hairdresser wife, they all roll up to the dock, right?
Yeah, with a master plan.
The master plan. the JFK in question wasn't, in fact, the former president of the United States. This John F. Kennedy was a former gang member and all-around thug that Skylar and Alonzo knew from prison. Having already made his decision to be a lifelong burden on society, John Kennedy agreed to help Skylar and Alonzo murder the Hawks. On the day in question, Skylar and Jennifer took their newborn baby to the Newport Harbor. So it was actually first Skylar, Alonzo, and JFK.
Okay.
So they roll up to the dock. They're meeting sweet Jackie, ripped amazing Tom. So they're going to meet the Hawks for this voyage. And at this point, they're a little bit hesitant. So Tom and Jackie are sweet and naive and trusting, but they're not that fucking dumb. If you have Skylar rolling up with fucking Alonzo and JFK, you're going to be like, what? Right?
Yeah.
So Skylar calls Jennifer at this point, his wife, and he's like, drive down here and bring the baby. Like, bring the newborn, because that will kind of like legitimize us a little bit. She drives down.
He's a genius.
Jackie is like, oh my gosh, and like loves the baby, and then kind of feels like, oh, okay, like, you know, they've got a one-year-old. Like, this is whatever. These are just their friends. Some people have weird friends, right?
This is their weird friend.
This is their weird friend.
Alonzo.
That guy's being shifty-eyed and fucking weird. He's nervous. He's nervous. That's a long neck, dude. Ugh, Alonzo, you
guy.
Dumb fuck.
He's a rat, too, apparently.
So Jennifer brings the baby to the harbor, and it legitimizes them. So the plan worked perfectly. Tom and Jackie fawned over the baby and talked about their new grandchild. Not long after arriving, Tom offered to take the group for a test drive around the harbor before finalizing the sale, like I said, which is pretty common. Skylar agreed, but Jennifer declined, saying that the baby wasn't ready for a boat ride. Jennifer excused herself while Skylar, Alonzo, and JFK joined the Hawks on the yacht. Like, the other theme that I like to talk about in stories like this, as you know, is just like going with your gut. Like, if you feel like something's fucking weird, they had to have been like,
yeah,
with it, dude. I mean, get out on a boat with Skylar, Alonzo, and JFK.
But you said and the it yourself, mom, Skylar,
and the only
the
other person that's legitimizing, oh no, I'll stay. Why can't she go on just around the harbor? Why can't she jump on there? Okay. And I'm not victim shaming at all, but you got to. The lesson you learn is like, which one of us would not be having?
I would never go on a boat with three dudes I never met, like, no matter what they look like.
Well, no matter what they look like. Why wouldn't it just be Skylar? Are Alonzo and JFK buying the boat? Why do they need to be there?
Yeah.
John Fitzgerald Kennedy?
I gotta try to look him up.
Do you know what I mean? It's gonna be hard to look him up because there's another famous JFK that you might be getting a bunch of pictures for. Just letting you know. So they all go out there, probably against the Hawks' better judgment, but they were very trusting, saw the good in people, so they went out. Once at sea, Alonzo kept Jackie distracted while Skylar and JFK worked on subduing John. So JFK.
These parts clipped would be really crazy.
Yeah.
Wrong JFK.
The wrong JFK. So this JFK takes Tom down into, again, I don't know. I hate boats, so I don't know any of the terminology, but down into the, what would you say? Hull.
Hull. Yeah, there you go.
That
hull.
Sounds right,
side,
right?
Hull.
Yeah. Ah.
Starboard.
Yeah, starboard. The starboard hull side of the wayward, maritime. Anyway.
I got him.
That's JFK?
That's JFK.
You're fucking kidding me?
Not kidding you.
Okay, for the audio listeners.
And I don't mean this in a racist way, but I'm surprised he would get on a boat.
So look, here, you guys know I just do some light, practical racism, right? It's just light, it's casual, it's realistic, it's, you know, practically applied racism. So now, for the audio listeners, the JFK that we're talking about, not the JFK that you guys are thinking about, but the JFK that we're talking about is a huge, bald, black dude.
350 at least.
350, black dude, goatee, mean eyes. So
look at these two. So that's him, and then
him,
and then his homie.
So then his homie Alonzo is the little sidekick.
Long neck crackhead.
Weird long neck. Crackhead, shifty-eyed. I know for a fact that when he's doing this, he's about to do the hit, you know he's fucking nervous, fucking shifty-eyed, fucking, oh, yeah, no, we're cool. And then fucking JFK is just standing there
JFK.
Like that. The sweet fucking...
Boom.
Skylar, sweet talker, is like, hey, yeah, we're just gonna... These are my brothers. These are my related... This is my family. Tom and Jackie Hawks are like, oh, why does, and they don't want to be racist, right?
So they go, come on in.
Hey, why does the huge black guy need to come on the maiden voyage of your fucking yacht? Like, what?
If they were racist, maybe this wouldn't have happened.
And look, I can't ask them. Exactly right. And that's what I'm saying. I said practically applied, realistic, casual, save your life, racism.
This is the classic case of racism saving your life. I agree with you.
Okay, so call me, like, say what you will about my, you know, crime show racism, but in this case, I could have said, told you so, right? So,
Holy shit,
it's bad. It's bad. Now,
my racism... Like, I don't think he's a murderer or anything, but I would be like, why is he getting on the boat? Because I know they hate water.
Yeah, they hate water. He can't swim, right? All of those. All of those questions could have been asked, but they weren't. Sweet little Jackie and Tom go, we don't want to be racist. Honey, don't say it. Honey, just let him on the boat. Not all 350-pound black dudes.
Well, maybe he's got an ego.
I mean, that's true, too. He goes, He goes, oh, I could take him.
I could take these
He
three.
Goes, Jackie, please. If anything happens, I can fucking take him, right? Yeah. That could be it, too. So that black dude takes Tom down into the hole, and they're looking around stuff. This is where super sweet, totally going against type, JFK tases fucking... Tom and incapacitates him down there while up on top, Alonzo and Skylar are handcuffing Jackie.
Oh, shit. Oh, no.
Yeah. Just what you thought was going to happen, but you were too scared to say, happened, right? So.
What a. He had to use a
Tom
taser?
Tom was fighting. Yeah, because he's huge, dude.
True.
And Tom was fighting. Even after being tased, he's fighting. So there was no chance they could beat him in a fair fight, and that's why they had to tase him. And then they handcuffed Jackie.
His girl.
Hearing the commotion below deck, Jackie went to check on... So at this point, Jackie's like, why are you doing this? Why are you doing this? They bring Jackie down to where the bed area.
Yeah.
So they've got both of them now back to back on the bed, handcuffed together.
Shit.
And Jackie's like, what are you doing? Why are you doing this? Like, why are you doing this to us? So Tom still was fighting. Jackie at this point starts crying. Tom, okay, this is where we get like the craziest, by the way, craziest fucking murder. Not the craziest murder, but like, it's really fucking hardcore when you think about it. So, jokes stop now. If you need to get out any JFK racist stuff, Joel, do it now.
I got it out.
Okay. So.
Oh, no. So this is my now, favorite part of the show.
So now they're handcuffed together. Jackie starts crying. And Tom is like from behind, like caressing her hand, being like, don't worry. Don't worry, whatever happens, don't worry. We're going to be together. We're going to be together trying to calm them down. So, Skylar says to them both, claims that if they sign the papers, sign the paperwork, power of attorney, sign the boat over to them, everything, that they won't get hurt. So, they're like freaking out. Jackie's still crying, like, they're like, just sign this and we won't hurt you. So John signs his name, or Tom signs his name, Thomas Hawks. Jackie signs her name, Jackie Hawk, no S.
Smart. Smart.
Like, this is like this moment, flash moment, where if this really does go down, I want someone to be able to tell that whoever filled in the S is not me,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So she signs Jackie Hawk on all the paperwork. So her plan...
Why didn't he attack when he got the cuffs off to sign?
It was like... I don't know how he...
Fucking bite him.
Oh, he's still fighting. He's okay, still good. Hitting. He's good. Still getting...
Good. I like this guy.
Yeah. So with the papers signed, her plan actually did work because the S in the paperwork was the discrepancy and the thing that they could see, that detectives could see that the S in all of the paperworks had been written in by somebody else. So with the paper signed, Skylar had no use for Tom and Jackie anymore. So.
Oh, no.
In an unspeakable act of cruelty. Let's keep in mind, Skylar is calling Jennifer this whole time. Calling her when we're out at sea. Calling her when they're downstairs, handcuffed. Calling her when they get the paperwork signed. It's done. And just like almost like checking in with your boss in a way. Right? Why do you have to call her so much? I don't know. So, Skylar ordered the other two men to tie Tom and Jackie to the ship's anchor.
Oh, no. No, no, no.
So, hooked the anchor, very, very heavy anchor for that size boat. Hooked them to the anchor. They're blindfolded at this point. They're standing up before they're talking to them, telling them, you know, Skylar and all of them are probably not telling him anything.
Yeah, and Skylar's the master manipulator.
Tom and Jackie are saying, why are you doing this? Don't do this. Why are you doing this? I have grandchildren, whatever. In a last, like, moment of fighting back, Tom kicks Skylar in the fucking nuts so hard that it fucking throws him back. He's, like, fallen on the ground. And at that point, he goes, throw it over. So they throw the anchor overboard. It completely drags Tom and Jackie out the back of the boat and, like, however, like, all the way to the bottom of the ocean.
Fuck.
The shitty part of this is they were alive.
Alive.
So when the cops were first looking into this, they thought, killed, bodies thrown overboard. That is fucking insane, dude.
It's so fucked up.
Even imagining that, you go, oh my fucking God, dude.
Ugh, it's giving me the creeps. Dude, he kicked him in the fucking nuts, though. I'm going to focus on that.
Look, they fought to the end. He was calming her down the whole time. You know, literally, what more could they have done? Really?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Fuck, dude. You're holding your breath. Did you have to watch each other drown?
Blindfolded, though. You don't even know what happened.
And I hope they didn't know they were getting tied to it.
They took the boat. I think they probably knew. They took the boat to the deepest part of the ocean they found on the, like, GPS of it. So they were in the deepest part. They went all the way down. Mm. So, as you know from diving...
They would have passed out pretty quickly.
That's the one thing that I can hold on to is that, like, they just passed out.
Yeah.
Right?
Fuck, dude.
Sorry.
Damn, this is a brutal one.
Sorry. I'm supposed to have Coop here so you could cry in the corner like you always do. Yes, Skylar. As expected, Skylar De Leon was sentenced to death for his role in the horrific murder of Tom and Jackie Hawks. But after such a cruel and heartless crime, death doesn't seem like enough of a punishment. So Jennifer also is sentenced to life. They can't tell if she's the mastermind or what, but her defense that she was just, like, scared of Skylar. So, like, her defense was, they were tried separately. Her defense was that she was, like, a scared wife. She was being forced to do this. She was dragged into it.
Right.
She did not know what was going on. Although pictures of her, like video of her going into the bank, she's smiling, she's like smirking, she's brought the kid, you know, she, they found evidence 100% that she knew exactly what was going on. So she got life in prison.
These two fuckers.
Yep. Skylar got the death penalty.
Here she is.
Yeah.
After caught, right?
Cute girl. I mean, trash, but like,
what a piece
she could have gone a different way for sure. So he was sentenced to death for his role in the horrific murder of Tom and Jackie Hawks. But after such a cruel and heartless crime, death doesn't seem like enough of a punishment. For something like that, the person responsible should suffer. Possibly even be permanently disfigured. Well, I have good news for you. Skylar De Leon got his wiener cut off. Now,
wait, what?
There's another part. There's a whole fun and flirty part to this story as well. I sent you a video. Kind of skip to the end where you see him talking. Anytime you see him talking in it, let's play that.
All right, 1 second. I got the video. When you see him, there's shots of them partying on the boat. Do you want to see him?
Sure, let's go.
Look at this.
Yeah, you showed this.
No, there's a video.
Oh, partying, yeah.
Had come true.
Hi, honey. I'm so glad to be home.
Life no! is an endless cruise.
Well, we're heading out to these islands over here.
Hi. Filled with good
times.
There's
such cutie pies.
And best friends.
Oh, this is horrible to show this after. Joel.
Okay. Tell me where.
There.
That's him?
Yeah, so we're going to see him. He loves to do an interview. He's done 2020, Dateline, this fucking shit, Today Show. He'll do anything. He's a narcissist, piece of shit, manipulator, liar. But like I said,
the best
to ever do it, though. I mean, he really could have gone far. So let's hear this little piece of shit talk.
All they needed now was an honest buyer. Were you planning on buying the boat?
Well, we didn't really have the money.
That's how he talks.
Oh my god, I hate him already.
That's how the person that just committed the horrible crime, Joel, that's going to keep you up tonight. That's how he sounds. If he talks again in this, I need you to put it back on.
Okay. Wait, I saw a still that's fucked. Look at this.
Ugh. Anyone that does the pregnancy pictures where the husband or boyfriend has the head on the belly, eyes closed, is a fucking murderer. Sorry, that's insane. Just saying, that's crazy.
I'm going to do one now if I ever have a kid, for sure. Just for you. I'm going to send it to you in the mail.
As a joke, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, there's got to be another part of him talking.
You're that good of a liar?
I hate to say yeah, but I think so.
That's how he sounds, guys.
No wonder no one's afraid of him.
Yeah. No wonder he needs
like a little bitch.
No wonder he needs big black JFK and fucking long neck Alonzo to help him, because that little person couldn't do shit, right?
But he can get people to do pretty much anything, it looks like.
So why not? If you're serving life, if you're on death row, right? And you know you did it, why not get moved to the women's prison? Do you know what I mean?
What?
Why not get moved to the women's prison, and all you have to do is get a sex change and say that you've always wanted it? So yes, Skylar De Leon had his dick and balls cut off. Now you may be thinking, good, fuck him. I hope it hurt. Not so fast. This was his plan all along. The reason Skylar killed Tom and Jackie, so he says, was to get money. What he wanted the money for was gender reassignment surgery. So he says.
Give me a fucking break.
Guess what he got while on death row? While awaiting the death penalty in California, Skylar was granted a sex change reassignment.
Are you fucking
surgery.
Kidding
he was
me?
Given fake tits. He had his penis cut off. And like turn it inside out, turn it into a vagina. I don't know. I'm not a doctor, but I think that's how they do it.
He fucking drowned a couple in the fucking ocean.
Yes, but he doesn't identify as male. What?
Who paid for it?
Who do you think paid for it?
Fuck!
You paid for it.
You paid we for paid it. For you it. Paid for it. You all paid
Actually,
for it.
Hey,
yes.
I didn't. I don't pay my motherfucking taxes. You two motherfuckers paid for this
listen,
shit. I didn't pay
on, shit. That's on camera. That's on camera, everyone. That's on camera. So he was given the whole fucking deal. His surgery and hormone treatment were all funded by California taxpayers with the blessing of the California government. God bless America. God bless California. You guys are doing it fucking right. Okay.
How much? That's expensive as hell. Oh, I'm sorry. I've got this group photo that I found. I accidentally put it up. But
you found the what?
That's a woman on the top left there. That's what you're saying.
What I'm saying is, right there, he's not. But since you have seen him here, he has gotten a full gender reassignment surgery and, guessing, moved to the women's prison. I'm not sure. I'm not sure what exactly. I'm going to have to look more into that of like what exactly you have to do and how far you have to go to be moved to the women's prison.
That's
or if
insane.
You're just a girl, like a trans woman in the men's prison. I'm not really sure how it works. I'm sure you guys do, and Ruben definitely does.
Look,
he,
if you want to chop your nuts off or whatever, go ahead. I don't care. Do whatever you want. But you just, if you're a murderer on death row, why would you pay for them to do anything? I don't get that at all, no matter what it is.
That sounds like a valid argument and an argument that people have been having for, I don't know, the
forever.
Past. Yeah, for a long time now.
I didn't know death row people got that shit.
Yeah. Do death row get conjugal?
Who knows? The laws change all the time.
Laws change all the time. In California is a whole
They're
different fucking
yeah.
world, dude. But anyways, that was the fun yachting
that was
JFK
up.
Story.
Are there pictures of him as a woman?
Can you find it?
I'm going to look.
While I close it out? If yeah. if Joel can find a picture.
Nothing came up the whole time I was searching the case. So does he have a different name? Did he? Does he have
I
like
think,
a
don't
woman
you feel
name?
Like Skylar De Leon was his like first move of, do you know what I mean? That's
yeah.
such a like, I'm fluid
so that
name.
Here's him before, here's him after the surgery. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah, yeah, JFK. Anyway, so yeah, there's a lot of things in this case. I mean, what you should take from it, and there's lots of cases that this is my main theme, right? As I've said, the main theme is if you have a weird feeling in your gut, something doesn't feel right, don't just be nice. It's you know, it could cost you your life to not follow those instincts. No matter what it's going to do to someone else, hurt their feelings, don't be mean, don't whatever, just no, we're not. We actually can't go on the voyage right now. We can't go on the trial. We have something to do, but maybe tomorrow, whatever it may be. Like, you don't have to hurt people's feelings. But if you have a weird feeling, if instincts are kicking in any way, whether it's just the idea that three dudes want to go on this trial of the yacht, it doesn't seem right, don't do it. That's all. And if you're too trusting, you're probably going to get killed by JFK. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. Well, thank you. Thank you, Coop. Great episode. Thank you, Joel, for hosting.
I
you
saw
find
this
it?
Fucking picture, and I was like, who?
Shut up.
Is that what he looks like
Did
now?
Did you he's, fucking
he's,
find it?
He's got a goatee, and there was a woman in the photo that I was like, who's the chick? Did he like get? Is he going to get a new girl in jail?
Oh my god, show it. Now you have to show it. Joel.
This is crazy.
Joel. That's him.
That's him.
That's him.
He actually looks better as a woman.
Yeah. Whatever. And now.
But I don't think he deserves to spend that much money on a sex change after murdering a couple.
He doesn't deserve shit. Oh, you think you're a woman? Why don't we just kill you right now? Because you're on death row.
So there he is here, or she. Excuse
okay.
me. She.
Shut shut the fuck up. There's the little murdering fuck, Skylar.
Wait. Taxpayers funded sex change surgery, yeah, thanks to Kamala. Okay, cool.
Okay.
This is what I thought was what Google said about it. It says, on April 10th, 2009, De Leon was sentenced to death by Orange County Superior Court Judge Frank Fassel. She is on death row at San Quentin State Prison.
You motherfuckers. She is on death row. What is that? Wikipedia?
Yeah, Wikipedia.
Fuck that shit, dude. Give me the facts, you pieces of shit. Anyways, I love it. We don't get political, huh?
We're not sexist but or racist.
You know what we do, and we've said this from the beginning, okay? The only thing we do stand for, right, is we don't like rape. We don't like murder.
No.
Okay, we don't like... We've always been against Nazis, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, two of us. Two out of three of us.
Yeah, the one that loves Hitler is not here right now, so... but anyways, so yeah, I guess the,
this might be the most insane one we've done.
And it might be the easiest path to prolapse that we've ever had. I can't even like make a joke. Like,
he got a front prolapse.
He got a front, well, he got a front reverse prolapse.
Yeah.
And now he prolapses for real. Okay. That's it.
All right. We're out of here.
We're out of here, fuck.
Ah! After 10,000 years, I'm free! It's time to conquer Earth!
Alpha, we just escaped. Recruit a team of teenagers with attitudes.
Save big this holiday season, all in the Kroger app. Buy two, get three free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up. Then get a flavorful Kroger spiral sliced ham for 89 cents a pound with an additional $25 purchase. Limit two, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.